All right, so hey, we're going to start a new series, and it is called, it's called To the Full. All right, and the reason that it's called To the Full is because this comes out of one of my favorite verses of all time. I say it in here a lot. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come, this is Jesus talking, he says, I have come that they may have life and life to the full. And I think a question that a lot of people ask throughout Scripture, and especially people that come in contact with Jesus whenever they meet him, wherever he's at, there's a lot of people who ask him, Jesus, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Or what do I need to do to enter into your kingdom? And all of these people are coming to him, and they're seeking an answer to this question, and they're just like, man, what do I do? What do I need to do to make sure that I'm in, that I'm good? And usually, Jesus responds with a question of his own, which then asks them about the state of their own heart, and it's just, it's a beautiful interaction, and they're all through the Gospels. But the word that I want us to focus in on as we walk through this is believe. Believe. It's a word that we hear all the time. It's a word that we use a lot in church. In here, in the main room, we sing songs about the word believe. And it's something that we, I think we hear it a lot. But when it comes down to it, what does it actually mean to believe? What is that like? Whenever somebody comes up to you, like, do you believe in Jesus? What does that mean? What am I believing in? What does it even mean to believe something? Like, what does that look like? And so the booklet that you guys have, and even if you don't have one, like I said, I'll get you guys one some next week. And I'm really sorry that we didn't have enough. But we're going to be walking through the book of John. All right, so the challenge for you guys is that in this booklet, it has some questions, and it has some different things that are going to kind of guide you through day by day to spend some time in the Word with Jesus for the next 3 weeks. So here's my challenge to you guys, is do you think that you can do this? You can read one chapter of the Bible a day for the next 3 weeks. That's my challenge to you. I think that you guys can do it. Some of you are already spending time in the Word, and maybe let this be either something that's additional to your time in the Word, or if you're like, man, I don't really have a quiet time, or I don't have any time that I spend really digging into Scripture every day, maybe let this be something that kind of jumpstarts that or helps you to get into Scripture. Or maybe you're like me, and a lot of times you open your Bible and you're like, I don't know where I want to read today. Where should I start? And a lot of times these devotionals or plans or something like this is just a really great way that you don't have to think about it. You just open it up and you say, this is where I'm reading today. This is telling me what I need to be looking at and thinking about. And then you go from there. So having those devotionals are really key and important thing for you guys to just kind of have in your life, because it helps us to know Jesus better. And that's huge. So the word believe is something that I think our culture, sometimes we get confused what believing means. So when I say that whenever I was 8 years old, I watched Power Rangers all the time, all right? I watched Power Rangers. It was the best show, like, on the face of the planet as an eight-year-old. It was amazing. I loved it. I watched it every day after school. They did the show was, it was exactly the same every single day. They would go, something bad would happen, they would fight like normal people, not all powered up or whatever, and they'd get their butts kicked. And it's like, why wouldn't you just automatically just power up? Why wouldn't you morph into your ranger suit? And so they would go, they'd get their butts kicked by the bad guy, and then they'd come back, and then they would power up, and then they'd go fight, and they would usually pull out their giant, they had like a giant machine that they would like, a Zord. I forgot, man. It's been so long. They had a Zord. That's what it was called. Megazord. And then whenever you combined all of them, it became the Megazord, all right, which was the best. So for those of you that watched, like, the new Power Rangers movie that came out, like, this last year or whatever, no. It's a bunch of garbage. It's nothing like the original, all right? The original Power Rangers was the best. And so I was convinced as a child for some time that Power Rangers were real. I believed in them. I believed in the Power Rangers. I was like, yes, the Power Rangers are real. And one day, I want to meet them, and I just want to hang out with them, because I think that they're awesome. Did my belief that the Power Rangers were real make them real?
No.
Yes. No, the answer is no. In the same way that if I really, really want, if I want Swensons to appear on this table, and I just believe it to be true, that there are Swensons on this table, is it going to show up here?
No.
Yes. No, it won't. I wish. I can almost taste it. But I would eat the table, potentially. Here's the thing that we sometimes get flipped upside down. Just because you believe something does not make it inherently true. Does that make sense? Just because you believe something does not make it true, because there are things that are not true. Would you guys agree with me? There are things that are true, and there are things that are not true. Yes? Yes? Some of you are shaking your head no, and you're living your own truth right now. All right? No. There is true, and there is not true. It is true. Sorry. I know. It can be confusing. So follow with me here. Me believing something does not make it true. And what's important is that our belief as Christians is based in something that is true. Not because you believe that something is true. Not because we believe. We say, man, I believe that Jesus lived and died and rose again and he is alive. Me saying that does not make it true. It is already true, and I believe and I trust that it is true. Like, do you see the difference between those two things? Like, yeah, that's about all I have time to try to go through that. I just don't want to be too confusing. And so the word believe pops up in the book of John, which is the fourth gospel, over 90 times. And so in your Devo book, it is going to walk you through, it will encourage you and challenge you that whenever you read the chapter for the day, take a pen or a highlighter or something, and you underline and highlight every time you see the word believe, believes, believing, believer, any like form of the word believe, that you would underline that or highlight that in your Bible. And this is where I want to encourage you guys to use like an actual physical Bible, because the cool thing is that if you do this for these 3 weeks, you'll be able to go back maybe years from now, and you'll flip through your pages, and you'll see all those words highlighted and circled and underlined, and maybe some things that you learn from this, you'll be reminded, and you'll say, oh yeah, man, I remember that I did that in middle school, and we walked through this word, and we looked at it, and Adam taught on that, and I learned this and this and this. That's the hope. So you can use your phone if you want to, or a tablet, or whatever you've got, but I would encourage you, use a real Bible. It is okay to write in a real Bible. I bought this one brand new, and the first thing I did was go through and highlight all of my favorite passages, because it's just a great thing to do. So don't be afraid to mark up your Bible. In fact, I would encourage it. And if you don't have a Bible, talk to me, and I will try and get you one. So I would love for you to be able to have access to that without having to get online. So the word believe happens 90 times in the Gospel of John, which is why I want us to walk through this gospel together. So here's the thing. You've got Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are the first three gospels, and they are kind of all similar. So they're called the synoptic gospels, which I know is a big word. But that just means that they're all very similar or the same. So they are the first three. And then you have John, which is kind of an outlier. It's a little different in the way that it explains some of the stories, the timeline about who Jesus is and what he was doing. And so it's all just really great that we have these four different accounts that give us a full picture of what the gospel is and what Jesus did in his time here on earth. And so in John, one of the important things to know before you jump into any book of the Bible or you study or you read or whatever, one of the most important things is to ask, who is this written to? Who is this book written for? And the answer is, John wrote this book to the Jewish people. So to God's people, right? So the nation of Israel all throughout time, they become the Jews. Like, that's just a name that we have for them, descended from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They're in Egypt. They are rescued. They leave. There's the Exodus. All throughout the Old Testament, they get close to God. They fall away. They fall away. They go into captivity, into Babylon. Kind of a long period of silence. Jesus shows up. He does his thing. He dies. He's raised. He comes back. And now, John is writing in this period just after Christ has left. And he's writing to the Jewish people to say, listen, you guys, this Jesus guy that some of you ignored and missed, he is the Messiah, the one that we were promised from the very beginning, who would come and who would restore all of these things that are broken or messy. He's the one who's going to come and make it right. And he has come, and some of you have missed it. And so John is writing to these people, because John, he is a Jew. He's writing to his own people, maybe to some of his friends, to say, listen, pay attention to this and believe what I say. So if you guys have your Bibles, flip over to John 20, verse 31. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, fourth book in the New Testament, chapter 20, verse 31. I'll actually start in 30. So isn't it great that John puts this little section in, and for some of you, if you have like a little header, it legitimately says, the purpose of this book. So it's like, well, I wonder what John's about. It's like, this is it, the purpose. This is the purpose of the book. Verse 30. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which were not written about in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Let me read that again, just that last verse. It's right up here on the screen. These are written, saying all these things that I've written about Jesus, about his story, about his life, all these things have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. That's it. That's the whole purpose of this book. And that's why I want us to look at the word believe, and for you to begin to ask the question, what do I believe about Jesus? Do I think that it's just, if I say I believe, that I'm okay? Is there any action required in that? What does that look like? Yes? No? Maybe? Like, these are questions that I want you to wrestle with and to think about and to write about and journal and reflect as we go through this over the next couple of weeks. And so, for example, we'll start here in chapter 1, and let's read through this together. And for those of you who have the booklet, you'll be able to see kind of the questions that are in here. Can I borrow just this one right here? And I'll walk us through these questions so that you see. So we're basically going to do this first one like together today. All right. So you'd open your booklet and you start at day one, right? Start at day one. That makes sense. It says Sunday on there. Hey, that's today. It says open your Bible and read John 1, then reread today's key verse. All right, so it's got a verse in there for every day. So it wants you to read the chapter, and then it's going to kind of focus you in on a certain section, and I'm going to read around that section, which is the verses right up here on the screen. It says, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. So pause right there. Remember what I said about how John is writing this to the Jewish people? That they are God, Israel is God's people. And he's saying they missed it. He came to them and they missed it. And his own people did not receive him. And so here we go, verse 12. This is the one that you focus in on. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name. You would highlight that, underline it, circle it, draw a bunch of arrows at it, whatever. Who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will or of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. So you would highlight, circle, do whatever on the word believe. And then it walks you through, there's four questions every day. The first one is, who is being called to believe? In other words, who is doing the believing in this passage? So the cool thing is there's only three chapters out of these whole 3 weeks that don't actually have the word believe in them. And on those days, I've got some other questions and some other verses to look at. But because it's in there so many times, there will be at least one time in each chapter to look at this. So let's just walk through this together. Who's being called to believe? So you look at it, you highlight, okay. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name. So who is he saying? To all. Yeah, whoever said that. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name. So this is something. All people, to all who believed. All people. To all those who believed. And then what are they believing? If they haven't believed yet, what are they supposed to be believing in? So then it's like, so what are they believing in? What's right after that? In verse 12. Who believed in what? In his name. It's not rocket science. Not trying to trick you or anything. I don't want to be like, gotcha. Ha ha. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name. So what are they believing in? In his name. Ta-da. See? Simple. And the third question is there anything they received because they believed? What's the very next thing it says? He gave them the right to become children of God. Boom. To all who believed in what? His name. They were given the right to become children of God. That's pretty easy. Cool. And then the last question is, what's something you learned from this? Journal your thoughts. And that's it. Easy. Easy. Those four questions. Easy. And it's the reason that I want you to read the whole chapter is because it gives you what we call context around the verse that maybe we pull out. The worst thing is just to pull out one random verse and be like, oh, this is what I think it says. Because if you don't see it in the whole of the chapter, or then even in the book, you might miss it. All right? But again, it's not rocket science. It just takes some thinking. And this is important for you guys to do on a daily basis. So in this front section here, very first chapter, here, I'll give this back to you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me borrow that. John lays this out right from the get-go. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he's talking about Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. So how do you become a child of God?
He makes you one.
What does it say? How are you given the right to become a child of God?
Believe.
You believe, yes. Boom. Again, easy.
Believe.
Yes. Who does he offer this to?
All.
To all who receive him.
Everyone.
Boom. There you go. And so then you would say, okay, what am I learning from this? What questions do I have about this? And you just write those down. Easy. And it's important too. Doing this, spending time in the Word, is so important because the more that you learn about who Jesus is, I know that for me, the more that I learn about who Jesus is, the more I learn about who I am. And then that, in turn, changes the way that I see Jesus, and all I can do is thank him and give him praise and worship because I know who Jesus is, and then I know who I am, and then I realize what Jesus has done, and then I'm all the more just excited about what he's done and who he is. Does that make sense to you guys? So the word believe is something that I want us to begin to look at and ask questions about Because our culture would tell you that if you believe it, then it's true. And that's not the case. You believing that Jesus is the Christ does not make him the Christ. He's already the Christ. He's already the Messiah. But you believing does result in something else. Gives you the right to become the child of God. And he calls you that if you believe in his name. Right? Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Is that easy enough?
Yeah.
All right. I know that was a little like, I felt like that was very lesson-y. But I think this is important that we go through this. And if you don't have this book, here, we're gonna post the questions on our Instagram and on our Facebook, and all we're gonna post it all over. And so maybe your parents have access to that, or maybe you guys have access to that. But it's literally just, you read John 1 today, and we basically already went through that. So you can even check off today. All you have to do maybe is go home and answer those questions. Tomorrow, on the second day, you're going to read John 2. On the third day, you'll read John 3. No, very close. You're so close. And so you just go along, which means that I believe that on next Sunday, we'll be in John 8 together. We'll be in John 8 together. So you just read one chapter a day, and you answer these four questions, and we'll post them up on our Instagram page. So, you guys excited? Ready? Okay. Do not leave these here. I will be very sad. Do not leave these here. I'll be very sad. I love you guys, and I want you to know what it looks like to believe, or what scripture tells us about believing, what that means. I don't want us to miss that. And then what Jesus offers to us when we believe. So important. So, you guys good? Everybody with me? Say, oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Most of you. It's good. All right, hey, let me pray for us, and then we're going to worship together. So we're just going to, yeah, let me pray for us. Jesus, we love you, and we're so thankful for all that you've done, and who you are, and just the way that you just continue to make us into your likeness. God, thank you for being patient with us, and just the grace and mercy that you just continue to pour out on our lives. God, would you help us to learn something new as we dig into your word? Would you help us to find things out for ourselves as we read and as we study and as we... Would this be something that we look forward to? That it wouldn't be like homework or an assignment or anything like that, but that we would be so excited just to spend time with you in your word, that we would be craving this, that we would crave time with you, and that we would just be so excited to spend time in your word so that we could know who you are better and know who you've made us to be. So we love you, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray all these things. Amen.